So, grand rising, everyone, good day to you, good morning around the world. I have a few synchronicities to report to you that I noticed over the last couple of days, and also just some little things to tie in, you know, when it comes to stuff that I've already talked about briefly, like when I was talking about the 10 plagues of Egypt and the frog that I kept hearing. And the channeling I got from it was about the 10 plagues of Egypt. But there's some additional notes that have come to me via the help of soul brothers and soul sisters. And I really appreciate that, because iron sharpeneth iron after all. So I want to tell you some of the things that happened that I noticed, you know, that I didn't come back in. I didn't have time to talk about it yesterday. But so firstly, you all, if you listened to my message yesterday called Most High Flick of the Wrist, where I was talking about Alpha Draconis, Thuban, also known as Theban or Thebes. I put Theban and Thebes in there, Thebes, Egypt. I put that in there, and that's why Anchor wouldn't let me publish that fucking episode. Anchor/Spotify would not let me publish that episode, okay? So you can only listen to that on SoundCloud and YouTube. Anyway, don't nobody give a fuck. I'm tired of that fucking platform anyway, doing little shit like that. So if they continue to do little stuff like that, I will take all of my content off of Anchor and Spotify and just do SoundCloud, or I'll go to Transistor. So there's other websites out there aside from Anchor that distribute podcasts. So if they want to play around with my content again, then I will remove every last episode and I won't publish there anymore. You know, because it's not like I'm getting paid anyway. They're benefiting from me. People are going there to hear me. People that don't like to use YouTube to listen to me are going to use Anchor and Spotify, because they've told me they if they're not using YouTube, they swear they use it, or they use Apple, right? But so they're getting traffic off of me. I'll take it all off of there. And I know you motherfuckers are listening. I noticed how as soon as I uploaded the podcast episode, you removed me being able to hit the publish button. You made the publish button depressed so I couldn't click it. And every time you mess with my work, you're going to get your ass hit. So see, when you go out one morning and your car don't start, or your wife, you find out your wife is cheating on you, or you get diagnosed with a disease, or you find out your child is sick, or somebody has a tragic accident that is dear to you, or you have a tragic accident, or something else happens, just know it was because of who you were interfering with. Just know it's absolutely related, okay? And I'm going to tell you the synchronicities. So yesterday in my episode about Alpha Draconis, as you can hear from the tone of my voice, I'm not in the mood for fuck shit today. All right. I'm not in the mood for fuck shit any day. In fact, but I'm more tolerable on some days than others. However, there's something in the air, child. You know what I'm saying? Something in the air. So I got my tea steeping over here. So while my tea is steeping, I'm going to step outside here on a patio. Because I see the birds doing the most. So I'm going to step out here and see what they talking about this morning. And you may have heard yesterday in my episode, Most High Flick of the Wrist, Alpha Draconis, that I told the little mama dog that was barking. I said, you know, mommy, I ain't got time to talk to you. I'm wasting time out here. And I just had to talk to you later. And as soon as I said that, what happened? Go back and listen to it. She stopped barking. She's like, okay, well, I guess I'll see you later then. It's a little chilly out here this morning. But there were some other other synchronicities that I didn't talk about. So I mentioned the Blue Jays, right? And I said that the Blue Jays had been active, not yesterday, which was Wednesday, but they were very active on Tuesday. I saw two of them. A lot of red cardinals, okay. And, it was the same Rick Cardinal, but he was just appearing a lot on Tuesday and yesterday, Wednesday, June 16th. By the way, happy, belated birthday to Tupac Shakur. All right. I didn't, you know, neglect to acknowledge him. It was just, I had that other content to get out, but yeah, happy belated birthday to Tupac Shakur. So on Tuesday, which was June 15th, 2021, I was sitting out here on the patio, and I hear the owl right now. So I was sitting out here on the patio, and I was watching the Blue Jays off to the far left of the yard, and they were kind of playing and fighting with each other. They have a nest over here in one of these trees, and there's so many very, very tall pine trees around here mixed with other types of trees like Bradford pears and oaks and some magnolia trees out here. There's some crepe myrtles. There's all kinds of trees around here, so there's a lot of forestry is my point. And so it's hard to find out which tree they got a nest in. You just know they coming from somewhere over there. And so I saw them playing in the yard, like low to the ground, and then one of them flew right over to me. Like, so there's a tree here that overhangs the backyard part of it, and it's a big Bradford pear. And so I'm sitting underneath this tree, and the Blue Jay flies right above my head and lands on a branch, and he's just talking and saying whatever he's saying, and I wasn't really trying to translate what he was saying because that wasn't the purpose. I wasn't supposed to be doing that in the moment. I was just watching him, and he was sitting right on the branch directly above my head. Now, this is a big motherfucking tree. It's pretty damn big. It's over 100, it looked like about 200 feet. Over 200 feet tall, okay? So it's a pretty big tree. And looks like a little bit wider than 200 feet. So he could have landed on any branch, but he got on the one right above my head and he was talking or whatever. So I don't know if this was some kind of spiritual announcement. You know, birds are very symbolic. When it comes to shamanism, and many cultures acknowledge different types of birds for the kinds of messages they're associated with, the kinds of codes and synchronicities and things, what we would call synchronicity in modern time. So the Blue Jay was doing that. Let me tell you what happened yesterday, though. So the dog, again, like I said, after I said, "Mama, I have to talk to you later," she stopped barking and she just kind of stood there and watched me like she understood. And okay, we got a crow here. You hear him? So another bird flew off, but crow's gone. He's gone to another tree over there. But it was like she understood. So I went inside. I had some other stuff to do before I ran out. I went and did some errands. So I ended up driving to another city to do some shopping yesterday. Just some light stuff, nothing heavy. But at the time of day that I went, there was a lot of traffic on the road, and that, I mean, I knew it would be, but that, I was just like, let me just get out and take a drive. So I actually ended up driving to the old city that I used to live in, Columbia, South Carolina, which is about 45 miles from here. And so I'm driving down the road. I'm not even out of this county yet. I'm driving by the Air Force Base, which is actually how me and my family ended up in this city in the first place in 1993. It was because Myrtle Beach Air Force Base closed and they got stationed at Shaw. And so they kept Shaw open because Shaw Air Force Base is not only the home of the 9th Fighter Wing, check that out, 9th Fighter Wing of the U.S. Air Force, it is also the home of the 3rd Army. General George Patton's, what they call the 3rd Army, has also relocated to Shaw Air Force Base. So it's a major installation. They weren't going to close Shaw, okay? Myrtle Beach Air Force Base, they closed, but they kind of integrated it and made it like into suburban, nice, you know, close to the beach housing and stuff, shopping and all that high-end stuff. Anybody that's been to Myrtle Beach is pretty much aware of that. So that's my hometown, by the way. That's where I was born. This is kind of my hometown too, but I was born in Myrtle Beach and lived there for the first decade of my life. Then we came here. A little bit further inland. So I drive to Columbia. I'm driving down the highway by the base where the runway is, and all of a sudden, so I'm driving, and you know how afternoon sun is and shit. All of a sudden, from behind the trees, a big ass C-130 cargo plane appears from behind the motherfucking, I don't know, was it a C-7 or a C-130? It was either, I don't know all these planes. Well, either way, I don't know why it says C-7, but there, you know, there's something called a Canadian DHC-4 Caribou, which is similar. There was one called that's why I said, designated by the United States, is called a C-7 Caribou. That's why I said, I don't know if it's a C-130 or was it a C-7, but I think this was a, I think this might have been a C-130, but either way, it was either a C-130 or a C-7, okay? Either way, it's a large-ass, big-ass motherfucking cargo plane, okay? That carry a lot of shit and can carry a lot of goddamn paratroopers and a lot of people, okay? This motherfucker is landing at Shaw, and it just, boom, from behind the trees, flying low over the motherfucking highway, like how you see jets fly real low over the city when they're about to drop down onto the runway. That's how low it was, and it appears so suddenly. Here go the crows. It appears so suddenly. I had both hands on the steering wheel, so I couldn't take a picture of it or video of it, but that motherfucker popped out. Like, I'm like, I've never, all my years here, mind you, my family been living here since 1992. All my years here, I have never been driving that direction, either coming or going, and had a cargo plane fly over right in front of me just like that. That was highly symbolic. And it's tied to my message from yesterday where I said spiritual reinforcements are coming. A lot of y'all gonna feel a lot of heavy spiritual protection and energies around you trying to help you. And that's why I said don't be afraid of them. Because what are C-7s and C-130s? They're very heavy cargo planes. They're the big bodies, baby. That's the big body bins of the Air Force, you know? I mean, yeah, there are others, but those are, like, considered big bodies, you know? And so you don't see them all the time is my point. Jets were flying over yesterday. That was symbolic. Not yesterday, but Tuesday, when I was talking about how this person is going to get judgment, the jets were flying over, as I was saying. Like, and they've got a lot of airspace around here to cover. They flying over my motherfucking head as I'm saying that. Listen to the jets in the background. Now that's sound wave, because they're far off. That's just sound wave echoing over here. But why is it happening now that I'm mentioning them? And I mean Air Force jets. I'm not talking about passenger commercial jets. I'm talking about Air Force fighter jets. Those are the kind of jets that were flying over me and that put down the tarot cards audio. If you want to go back and listen to it, you'll hear it. Okay. You'll hear the very loud jet noise. And so another sister was telling me, oh, hey, Papa. Is that Papa? Papa Cardinal just came. Or is that Mama? It looked like Mama. No, that's Mama. That's Mama Cardinal. Anyway, hey, Mama Cardinal. Another sister shared with me that yesterday a helicopter flew over her head. And I'm like, here go the spiritual motherfucking heavyweights that I was talking about. The jets, the cargo plane I saw, the helicopter. She about 900 miles away from me. You know, she said a helicopter was over her head. That shit don't never happen. I don't never see the cargo plane. And then when I got to the city I was going to, when I got to Columbia, y'all, I was driving down yet another road, a main thoroughfare right down the road from Fort Jackson. Peep these, like, one was Air Force. I saw the cargo plane at the Air Force base, right? In this county. Got to the next county, was on a street that runs directly into the front gate of Fort Jackson Army Post. If you don't know about Fort Jackson is one of the major basic training centers for the Army, U.S. Army on the East Coast. Okay, you got Fort Jackson and Fort Bragg. Those are major posts on the East Coast. And so Fort Jackson is in Columbia. And so I was on the street that runs directly into their main gate. And so I'm driving away from the base, though, but I'm no more than a mile away from the front gate. And I'm driving away from the gate about a mile down the road, and I see eagles just circling over the highway. And I'm looking, I'm like, you know how they showing those UFO movies? Okay, you hear this cardinal, that high pitch. Okay, I hear you, boo. There's so many birds back here sound like chickens, don't they sound like chickens over here? There's so many birds around here. But that's a good thing, though. So it's a sign of good spiritual protection and spiritual activity. So Fort Jackson, I'm driving 1 mile down the road, and you know how in those movies or shows, when people see UFOs or something crazy in the sky, they're like gripping the steering wheel and looking up as high as they can at the top of the windshield trying to see what's up there. That's what I was doing in fucking traffic, and I pulled my ass over real motherfucking quick, and I'm like, I gotta get these, most I said, pull over and film those. Because I haven't seen Golden Eagle circle like that, but a couple of times since I moved away from where I used to live in Columbia. I used to live right off of that same street. And y'all may remember me saying that I lived there and there was a lot of demonic activity. And when I would come outside sometimes in the morning, when I would come outside to take my children to school, the Golden Eagles would just be circling. It would be a gang of like 8 or 9 of them just circling over my building, just circling, not taking a dive, you know what I'm saying, not fighting, just circling over the building. And I noticed that several times, and it will often happen at like 7 o'clock in the morning. And so to that, yesterday when I saw them over Forest Drive in Columbia, there were 5 of them that I could see immediately, but there was a 6th as well. When I pulled over and started filming them, there was 5 main ones, but then a 6th one joined them. And we know 6 is about spiritual balance and also spirituality and unconditional love. So I filmed them, and they were at the corner of Forest Drive and Lakeshore Drive. And let me tell you about Lakeshore Drive. Lakeshore Drive, back up in there, there's million-dollar homes back up in there. That's Forest Acres. Okay, Forest Acres is where I used to live in Columbia, South Carolina. So there's million-dollar homes back down Lakeshore Drive. So that's where they were circling, right over Lakeshore and Forest, for people that know that area. Or if you want to Google it or search it, you can. Lakeshore and Forest. That may mean something to somebody. They're telling me to say the name of the streets on purpose. They're also telling me to relate to you that where they were circling was right near a store called Tuesday Morning. So Tuesday morning may be significant to somebody because we got what? The summer solstice on Monday. Tuesday morning, something heavy might be happening to somebody, or you might find out that something heavy happened on Monday, on Tuesday morning. Okay, let me check the calendar right quick. Because I want to make sure I have the right date. Monday, June 21st is the summer solstice, midsummer, also known as Litha, L-I-T-H-A in paganism and European witchcraft. And Tuesday is the 22nd. Tuesday is 6/22, which is 6 and 4, which is completion. Okay. So some of you may find out on Tuesday morning that some shit got handled that will really bother you. Okay, some things that were a problem when it comes to spiritual attack or just whatever issues we were struggling with or facing may stop by Tuesday morning. They wanted me to make sure that you know that the Eagles were circling at the corner of Lakeshore Drive and Forest Drive right by Tuesday morning. That is, listen to the bird. They were circling corner of Lakeshore Drive, Forest Drive, at the store Tuesday morning, high up in the sky, but still at that location. Okay. There's also, there was also a place near there, a well-to-do, not an apartment complex, but like a really ritzy condo complex. There's an apartment complex there at that location too, but there's a very expensive condo place called Autumn, and the street that goes in there is called Autumn Place. So that may be significant to somebody. That's where they were circling over that wide, over that area of about a half a mile. Okay. So I watched them circle, and then they start flying off towards what I would say was probably let me get my bearings. See, I came east. I was driving east when I saw them. And then when they flew off, they would have probably been going southwest. Yeah, wait, were they? No, they were going southeast, yeah. Because I was, No, they were going southwest. Yeah, they were going southwest. If I, yeah, they were going southwest. Yeah, I'm pretty sure they were going southwest. Okay, so some of you may have flown southwest recently, or some of you may live in the southwest. Either way, that may be significant. Eagles in the southwest. Okay, let me tell you about the eagle totem though, because there's a special message on that, and then I have something else too, when it comes to the frog that I was mentioning. So, eagle symbolism. When the eagle swoops in as your spirit animal, it's time to hold your head high. Eagle, as a totem animal, is for those who speak directly to spirit. Hey, have mercy. It's for those who speak directly to spirit, which explains why they were circling and I saw them and filmed them and sent them to somebody who speaks directly to spirit, too. Invoke eagle as your power animal when you need a higher perspective. It says, do you need to summon up true courage? Are you called to deliver messages from the divine, but you need support in learning how to access them? Eagle, as a spirit, totem, and power animal, can help you. Eagle teaches us how to embrace an elevated perspective while bravely speaking your truth. Delve deeply into eagle symbolism and meaning, and you hear the birds in the background, and meaning to find out how this animal spirit guide can illuminate, support, and guide you. Because the eagle is one of the highest flying birds, he is considered chief with a capital C. Of all flying creatures, this certainly also connects eagle with the air element. The print, and didn't I say on Tuesday, princes of the powers of the air, and then the jets flew over, those are powers of the air, and now we got eagles? Okay, we've had other birds too. All right. He also rules over the eastern quarter of creation. Didn't I tell you I was just driving east? Okay. He rules over the eastern quarter of creation, which represents renewal and a season of spring, which explains why I kept seeing the hares, because they represent spring. Also, eagles eat hares and rabbits, and they also eat mice and rats. They'll eat foxes, they'll eat a lot. They're opportunistic predators, but they do like small game, like prairie dogs and rats and mice and stuff. And so, yeah, the rats. Eagles are circling you, babies. Eagles are circling you. You hear the owl in the background. Let me be quiet so you can hear it. Okay, so you hear the owl. You probably have to put on your headphones if you can't hear it and turn it up and listen real carefully. Okay, eagles will even attack owls too. Okay, and the owl's like, yeah, they will, because it was like, whoo, whoo. Okay, so it says one of it says eagles are so adept or so great at hunting that they actually spend very little time doing it. They exert only a very small amount of effort, finding and claiming that which fills the empty spaces within. If you have a dream, or if you desire to achieve a goal that will make your soul feel more full, take your cue from the all-confident eagle and know your aim will be straight and true. Egyptians regarded the eagle as symbolizing both the great spirit and the sun at noon. They saw the eagle as rising over mundane restraints or earthly restraints into the realm of mystical awareness and spiritual progress. The Native Americans or indigenous peoples agree with this assessment. To the ancient Romans and the Greeks, the eagle was sacred to Jupiter and Zeus. Expansion. We about to go into a what? A Jupiter retrograde. We going into a Jupiter retrograde next week, if I'm not mistaken. I think it's next week. The Romans used the eagle to represent Roman emperors, which is why it's a part of American symbolism as well. I'm going to add in here. And it says, while the Greeks and Zeus, excuse me, the Greeks said Zeus could take the form of an eagle to transport his lover to Mount Olympus. Hittites used the image of a two-headed eagle in a battle to protect them from surprises. So it was able to see two. Hit, what is it? Two-headed. We're leaving Gemini season on when? Tuesday. Tuesday morning. We will be leaving Gemini season. That's why the eagles are circling, the two-headed eagle, the Gemini twins, the Janus face, the laugh now and cry later mask. The Hittites. I told you a lot of these people know me from ancient Babylon, right? That's the Hittites. Okay. Mesopotamian area. From high above, the eagle symbolizes an awareness of those mysteries that humans find difficult to grasp. Eagle's vantage point allows him to discover patterns that guide us toward greater spiritual knowledge. The soaring of an eagle inspires awe. From its place in the heavens, the eagle spirit animal can watch over us as a guardian, bear messages to and from the divine, inspire insight, manifest well-being, and offer us wisdom. Eagle, as a spirit animal, puts you on notice that the winds of change are headed your way. Some type of rebirth or renewal is about to happen. Didn't I tell you it was going to be let out of the stables, baby? Didn't I tell you it was going to be like a wild and free horse? An eagle prepares you for that change by showing you how to tap into your inner strength and fortitude. Stand up tall. Wrap courage around your waist and stay true to yourself. This is a time for self-discovery. As I said about retrogrades, it's not a time to act like a fucking crazy maniac and just run roughshod over everything. It's time for introspection, aka self-discovery. You hear it? There's some sirens and ambulances in the background. Hey, Archangel Michael. They coming to rescue some people. Why is it 2 days in a row I got sirens in the background? Well, no, Tuesday and then today. This is a time for self-discovery. You may need to take a retreat to get your mind and spirit together and internalize the dramatic transformation on your doorstep. Eagle is a mover and a shaker who stretches your limits to new heights. Okay, eagle as an animal spirit guide often shows up when we face challenges. Now, if the train come through while I'm out here, child, I'm just going to be like, have mercy. It says eagle as a spiritual, as an animal spirit guide often shows up when we face challenges. On his wings, he bears determination and the laser sharp focus to get through to the other side of our problems. Some of this symbolism and meaning has to do with ancient lore regarding the eagle flying so close to the sun. As a metaphor, quote, we must be willing to get a little scorched. I was getting louder. If we are to achieve greatness, end quote. Like I said, this is tying into my message that I said, letter from the king. I said that when the cavalry rode hard, AWOL, soldiers and deserters, curse you, deserters. They will not be receiving any medals of honor. No silver crosses and no purple hearts. Let me also tell you, beloveds, that the highway that I was driving down when I saw the C7 or C-130, whichever it was yesterday, is the highway where it's marked for purple heart recipients. Sumter County, South Carolina, happens to be one of the counties in the U.S., if not the most concentrated. I think it might be the most concentrated county where there are the most purple heart recipients living in the United States. I think it's in the United States. The most Purple Heart recipients live in this county that are still alive. And I was driving down a highway that's marked Purple Heart Highway. See, when the C-7 or C-130 flew over. And I told you the cavalry rode and people was sitting there watching us with their umbrellas like they was watching a motherfucking air show. See, and when people say, the cavalry's coming, that means reinforcements are coming, right? I told you spiritual reinforcements are here. A lot of you are sensing this. But you know what else? Lord of the Rings. The eagles are coming! The eagles are coming! The Hobbit. The eagles had to rescue them up out of motherfucking Mordor. And they was what? They was scorched. Like it said in this article about animal spirit. Eagle. Animal spirit. They were scorched. They were burnt. They were crispy. They were dry. And the eagles came and picked them up at the end in part 3 of Lord of the Rings. Go back and watch it if you ain't seen it. Now, if you haven't seen it, go watch it. Return of the King. The Return of the King! Letter from the King was just posted the other day. Y'all think I be playing. Y'all think I, oh, some of y'all, y'all know I don't make this shit up. Y'all know, you know, in your heart of your hearts or your hearts or your hearts that I don't make it up. There ain't no way. Cause God damn it, if I got an imagination like that, I need to be writing you the next Terminator installment, ain't it? I need to be writing you the next motherfucking Matrix movie. I need to be writing you the next motherfucking part of Fifth Element or some shit like that if you think I make this shit up. You think this ain't really connected. Not when people are contacting me and saying that the numbers that I write in my description box happen to be their fucking birthday or an anagram of their birthday. And that they are related to some of the subject matter in my video. Nah. Mm-mm. So, it says, again, as a metaphor, we must be willing to get a little scorched if we are to achieve greatness. We got to be willing to get some scars and some battle marks and, you know what I'm saying, go to the infirmary and all that. Additionally, Eagle as a spirit animal says, look forward. Leave things in the past. Allow that to be eclipsed out, which we had an eclipse on June 10th. New moon in Gemini. It was a, there was an annular eclipse, the only one that will be for 3 years on June 10th. And then we have the summer solstice coming on the 21st/22nd. And we're going into Cancer season on the 22nd, leaving Gemini, going into Cancer. Look towards your abundance, your Venus energy, your Venusian energy. Look towards the what? The bright and morning star, Venus, Lucifer. Not saying look at Lucifer, I'm just saying look towards the bright and morning star, the bright morning star, Venus, fourth house, Cancerian. That's why I said in July a lot of shit gonna open up for some people. Look towards your ancestors, because the fourth house is also about ancestors, family, children, and all of that. It's Empress energy. Look towards legacy. Eagle as a spirit animal says, look forward. Do not give up on your quest, but embark on it with uprightness in your soul. To accomplish this, you have to be ready to stop outmoded habits or ideas and to embrace something new and wonderful. Those born with an eagle totem want to experience everything they can. They spread their wings fully on every project or adventure, yet nearly always manage to keep one foot on the ground. Remember, eagles fly higher than any other bird. The heights of success that those with the eagle totem animal can achieve is astounding. This is for me as well as for many of you, because I'm a number 8 life path number that is success power, that is called the executive. Also, my prophecy that I posted in the description box yesterday from Dr. Peter Wins, I said, you fly high like the eagle, you fly high and look low. You soar on the warm currents. Again, it says, the heights of success that those with the eagle totem animal can achieve is astounding. What is the old sigil of my sun sign and my stellium? I'm a Scorpio stellium, but Scorpio sun. What is the old sigil of the Scorpio zodiac? The eagle. Go look it up. Scorpio is one of the oldest zodiacs. In astrological age, Scorpios would be probably between 55 and 66. And if we had to compare astrological age to human age, they'd be between 55 and 66 years old. Or 56 and 68, somewhere around there. So they would be like going into the elder years. They're very wise. Usually they're very old souls. Now you got unevolved Scorpios out there, but it depends on the person's life path number, their chart and all that, their lineage. It says, the heights of success that those with eagle totem animal can achieve is astounding. But no bird can stay in the air forever. They must come back to earth. Eagles have 4 toes. In numerology, 4. Oh my gosh, I just mentioned the fourth house and I wasn't reading this. I've never read this full article before. Okay. It says, eagles have 4 toes and talons. In numerology, 4 is the number of solid foundations. And I just talked about lineage, foundation, home, and ancestry. And this eagle stays grounded to Mother Earth, which is the Empress energy, Gaia, just as well as it soars towards the heavens. There is no minor ability here. It is to be reckoned with, as few can achieve this remarkable feat. Because of the eagle people's ability to fly so high, yet stay grounded, they're great at global thinking, and as such, they make potent leaders and teachers. Well, it's me, baby. It's me and it's a lot of you who are listening. Didn't I tell you, Trinity? You ain't got to pick up when I call, but that phone gonna keep ringing. When I call you, when the prophet call you, you ain't got to pick up, but it gonna keep ringing. You gonna keep getting the urge to step into your calling if that's what you're supposed to be doing. And some of your ancestors gonna send you to me. Some of your guides, the Most High, God, Goddess, etc., gonna send you to me for me to tell you what your purpose is, or you know, where you're supposed to go, or whether you're on the right track for a reading. Okay, and it says, because of the eagle people's ability to fly so high yet stay grounded, they're great at global thinking, and as such, they make potent leaders and teachers. Generally, those with eagle as a totem animal are strong, brave, creative, and insightful. Known that as an eagle person, others may find your perspectives a little daunting, or I could even say dogmatic or aggressive, revolutionary. You see more than the average human does. Your perspective from the sky provides solutions that others cannot see because they are too close. They're not flying high enough. They're not close enough to spirit. They're not connected enough to source, which is what? Sola, soul, son. They're not connected enough to source. So they're not that high up towards the sun. So they can't see what's going on. They're too close to the mundane. They're too close to the matrix, to the earth realm. They can't separate the two. Pardon me. I'm getting this congestion through channeling. This totem animal also means the spirit often guides your actions and words, even unwittingly. This is why I end up saying things and I'm like, oh, was that a mistake? I've learned to understand that there's nothing that's mistaken that I say. Unless I stutter on a word, you know, sometimes that's even purposeful. Like I said yesterday, they told me to put that S when I said a word, they said, S. They made me put that S on there. Or, you know, prolonged S consonant. Be aware of that sacred duty and endeavor to speak with love. Otherwise, you could become harsh with your beak and hurt someone without realizing it. Call on eagle as a power animal when you need to improve your perspectives from a higher vantage point. When you face struggles in your job, life, or relationship, eagle spirit continues to give you insight as well as the ability to make sound choices. Hint, since eagle loves heights, you may have greater success in contacting him from a high place like a hill or a mountaintop. One of the most profound medicines that eagle energy can help us with is knowing when to speak and how to speak forcefully, or how forcefully we should speak in the moment, or you know, when to reel it in and when to then get on the gas. All right, while eagles are not very vocal, their jaws and beaks are incredibly strong. When you need help deciding what to say and how to say it, eagle spirit can help. While owl medicine, and I'm sorry, I keep saying excuse me, but this print is very small and I have not had any tea or breakfast yet, and I'm like, it's a straining to see this. While owl medicine is legendary as a spiritual aid for clear seeing or being able to see that which is hidden, and we've been hearing the owl in the background, eagle as a power animal can help us see into the past, the present, and the future. The eagle's vision is 8 times greater than humans. Number 8, 8th house. 8, Saturn, Saturn retrograde. 8th house, 8, Saturn, 8 life path number for me. While there are many eagle traits one could invoke during times of need, one of them must be used with great caution. A bald eagle can strike their prey with twice the force of a bullet from a rifle. Sometimes in life, no matter how peaceful a path we've chosen to walk, we have to strike a target. I didn't know that shit. I didn't know they could hit their prey with twice the force of a bullet from a rifle. Damn. Damn. So motherfuckers like me is hitting colder than a 30-30. You know what I'm saying? We hitting cold like 00 buck. Damn. I ain't know that shit. I told you. See, they thought they was targeting me, but I'm a fucking sharpshooter. Now, to be very, very clear, the author saying, I'm not talking about using a gun or harming any living thing, but let's say you want to launch a business and build a worldwide brand, or exit an abusive work life or personal relationship, life circumstance or personal relationship, graduate with honors, or get your child and pet the treatment they need, etc. When an achievement we want to make is sacred to us, sometimes we need to be forceful. We need to strike with the accuracy, speed, and impact of a metaphorical bullet. Again, I'm not speaking of real bullets, she's saying here, or whoever they're saying. Use wisdom and good judgment when you tap into this energy. Be very sure that you can handle the trajectory once you've set it in motion. Remember, all actions have consequences. However, used appropriately and with no ill will intended, this part of the eagle as a power animal can serve you well. Okay, it says Native American eagle symbolic meanings. Native American tradition embraces both the golden eagle and the bald eagle as sacred creatures. Depending on the tribe, the eagle represented bravery, wisdom, forte, and the bearer of prayers into the spirit realm. The feathers of these birds were used in council meetings, and one myth tells us that the Sunbringer, an eagle, actually opened his wings to reveal the sun and closed them in order for it to become dark. Eagle as a Celtic animal symbol. I've been in these cultures. Egyptian, of course, and got the Native American indigenous, and then Celts. Three Celtic gods have eagles associated with them. Lu or Welsh, and Odin, or so Lu is spelled, and it's probably Lev, L-L-E-W, capital L-L-E-W, is a Welsh god, and then Odin, Voden, Woden, Wednesday. Which is yesterday was Wednesday, Woden's Day, Odin's Day, Woden's Day was when I saw the eagles, and that is one of his symbols. Odin, who I've connected more deeply with recently, that's one of his symbols, so it's not a coincidence at all that I saw the eagles on Wednesday, on Odin's Day. Okay. So Odin is Scandinavian, of course, or Norse. Both have the ability to transform into an eagle, as does Zeus, who's Greek. Meanwhile, in German tradition, the eagle represented Woden, W-O-D-A-N, chief of the gods. Woden, W-O-D-I-N, Woden, W-O-D-E-N, Woden, W-O-D-A-N, Odin, D-O-D-I-N, Woden, etc. All the same force, just different names. Eagle dreams. Dreams about eagles can have several meanings. An eagle in flight often talks about taking a different perspective on a situation that may be eluding you. It may also be a message from the universe to pay closer attention to your inner voice and trust it. And from the Far East, here are some eagle meanings. It says, in feng shui, images of eagle placed in the north or the east, in the north and the east section of a home, brings luck, love, and a committed relationship. Be certain, however, to make sure that these images look as if they're flying towards your house for the greatest success in this feng shui aspect. Eagle images are also said to be good for business and to act as a guardian of the premises or the residence or wherever they're placed, okay? So, yeah, I've noticed that in power, I've noticed in powerful people's offices, movies, in certain places, they have eagle statues and paintings. So this is reinforcing it in this article that it is a very powerful totem. So I wanted to also include here, I connected more deeply with Odin, who, of course, his, like I said before, he has two wolves as his companions. And then two ravens, but he's also symbolized by the eagle. Well, that's my animal totem. Okay, that's I'm the eagle. I'm the scorpion, which used to be the eagle and is still the eagle, a.k.a. the phoenix. Okay. There's three levels to Scorpio ascension. There's scorpion, which is ground level. There's eagle level. And then there's phoenix. Okay, I'm phoenix level. But I'm still under eagle totem and phoenix totem. Because the phoenix is simply a higher aspect of eagle. Okay, it's a cosmic aspect of eagle. And it's a mythological bird, whereas the eagle is a real bird. But eagle as a real bird has mythological roots and powers, just like it said in this article. flying close to the sun, closing the sun up with wings, and then opening for the light to shine, etc. This kind of reminds me of that Bible verse where it says the Most High will encamp his wings or close his wings around you for protection. It brings that up in my spirit, but I connected with Odin more deeply recently, and he actually said to me, he said, I'm glad that you have this, and I'm not going to say what it is, but he was talking to me about it. He said, I'm glad that you have this, because we want to be closer to you, but we didn't think that you wanted to connect to us like that, because you are brown and we are not. We are not brown like you. And the way that I heard him say it was in that traditional Scandinavian Norse accent. It sounded just like, you know, it was just incredible. He's like, I didn't think you wanted to connect more deeply because we're not brown like you. And I said, oh, hell nah. I said, hell nah, that's not the case. You know, like, there was a particular thing I came across, and it stayed on my spirit so heavily that I was like, I couldn't even rest at night. His energy was on me so motherfucking heavy. Odin's energy was on me, and this energy was on me so motherfucking cold, and it was just on me and in me, and it was so, I couldn't rest. I could not rest. It was just like, it was so powerful. And then when I finally obtained the object, it was like, I felt at peace. I felt peace. I felt protection. And I felt like, finally, like, okay, I don't feel like, you know how you get this urge sometimes and it's like you're searching for something. Some people get this urge where they're searching for something. They don't know what it is. But then others get this urge where it's like, I gotta have it, and I'm not gonna feel at rest until I have it. That was what I had. It was just on me all night long, all day long, until I finally got it in my grasp. And again, I'm not going to say what it is because I have enemies. And they don't need to know the kind of stuff that I know. All right? I'm in a lot of cultures. I have been in a lot of cultures. And there's just certain things I'm just not going to share. I don't give a damn who it is. And unless I'm given permission, I'm not going to share it because, again, enemies. All right? But it's just like when I went to Finland, I shared with you all how I could feel the presence of the gods and the goddesses and even some of the shadow lords in the forest. I would go walking one and a half, 2 miles in the snow. Sometimes it'd be late. Sometimes it'd be in the evening, late at night. Sometimes it'd be kind of mid-morning. But I go walking and I would go out to the forest, and it wasn't like a huge forest, but I could feel the gods' presence there. And I could even feel some of the shadow lords there. And you know, if you watch that show on Netflix called Cursed, you'll see like when Nimue goes to the forest, when the bear attacks her, it was a demonic bear that attacked the little Nimue when Nimue was little. When she went to the forest, she put her hands in the dirt and she activated another realm. She called out to what they called out to the unseen, the shadow people. And they gave her power against the bear, and the bear didn't kill her, in other words, because she called out to them, the hidden, that's what they call them, not the unseen, they call them the hidden and cursed. Yeah, and so she didn't want to be chosen at first. She was like, why did they choose me? Everybody thinks I'm crazy, or they think something's wrong with me. They call me a witch. They call me a widow. She had the church hunting her and all of that. And of course, I'm not promoting anything by payment. I'm just telling you, it's a good show to watch for the spiritual element and the Arthurian legend element and the metaphysical occult element, right? The dark arts element, the light arts element. She was like, Mom, I don't know why they chose me. And her mother was like, you're going to have to walk the path. They chose you. They chose you, Nimue. The shadow gods, the shadow lords chose you, whether you like it or not. And I'm saying it like that because people can say whatever the fuck they want to say about me. They chose me. You hear the owl? It ain't nothing you can do about it. Everybody got something. They chose me. You don't have to like it. But I tell you what, you ain't gonna be the one getting your ass whooped if you don't do the good job. It's me, my ass on the line, not you. And I also want to make a comment about this here. Now, there'll be a deeper decode coming on this soon when I get some time, when it's the right time for me to sit down and finish digesting this. There'll be a full decode coming on this and a channeling coming on this. Shadow and Bone on Netflix, which is from a book. Those of you who prefer to read the books first, you might want to read the books first, but Shadow and Bone has been rated as one of the best series ever to closely parallel the books. Like, they're saying that Shadow and Bone, out of all adaptations of fantasy novels and books, or sagas or trilogies, has been most closely paralleled with the books, even over Game of Thrones. Game of Thrones was based off of the saga called A Song of Fire and Ice. Game of Thrones was Game of Thrones. That's epic. But they didn't even follow the books as closely as Shadow and Bone follows their books. Let me tell you something that they've been wanting me to say. I can't remember if I've already said it. If I've already said it, just disregard. Or, you know, just bear with me. Because sometimes it'll come through again as a reiteration. They want me to say it again. There's always new people listening. One of the things they wanted me to say was, in Shadow and Bone, they kept talking about the Black General. The cursed one. The man on the black horse. The one in all black. And then they found out who the sun summoner was, the light worker, the light warrioress. They found out who she was. And then she couldn't save her own motherfucking ass. Who had to step in and help her? The shadow god, the shadow lord, the black general had to step in and help her. She couldn't activate her own sun summoning ability. It took a dark one to open her the fuck up. Go watch it. Go watch how he pierced her light, he pierced her aura and her light came out. And that's how everybody discovered she was the fucking sun summoner. She was able to kill what exists in the fold, aka the dark side. But it took both of them together. Now, I'm not done with the series, so I don't know what happens. This is not a spoiler alert. You don't know what happens, you're going to have to watch it. I'm not telling you what happens, I'm just saying. I'm giving you vague clues in relation to what I'm saying. It took both of them together, and the black general said it. He said, it's going to take both of us together to tear that motherfucker down, light and dark, because light expended her energy and fell the fuck out. She expended all her energy and fell the fuck out. Wasn't even conscious. They could have ate her ass right there. So see, that is a lesson in teaching people. Light don't fix it all. Sometimes you have to have the dark. When she was under attack by those men, who came in riding on the black horse and split the motherfucking shadow and got rid of them? The black general did, right? Who came and picked her up? Or else them men, regular men with no spiritual power, would have killed the light worker. It took one person that had the power of darkness that everybody respected but also feared. Even the motherfucking king respected the black general. He was beloved. The black general was loved more than even the king was. Go watch it. Go watch it. So people that want to say something about me being a black magician, that was the anointed title given to me. People want to say something about me being on a master occultist or dark arts magician path or dark arts pathway. That's not something I ordained myself in. That's something others have picked up, and that's something the Most High gave me, just like he gave King Solomon and others. You can't fight everything, light workers, by yourself. You're going to have some dark, some people that got control of both, baby. And I walk with both. People have repeatedly said it. They seen me in the shadow realms. They seen me walking with archangels. They've seen me do both. Let me tell you something. The shadow realm that somebody saw me in, don't no elements rule there, baby. No elements. Hear me clear. That realm, don't no elements rule there where they saw me. Don't know water rule, don't know air rule, don't know fire rule, and don't know earth rule. Shadow rules. There. So you see, you can puff up yourself about what, oh, my sun sign is this, my north node is this, my Venus is this, my moon is this. Don't know elements of the earth realm rule there. I said shadow rules there. So only certain people can handle shit in that motherfucking realm. Only certain ones that walk in between the places can do it. Just like the Black General split and created shadow out of thin air and made it a weapon and got and took out some people. Made shadow a literal weapon. For the word of God is a two-edged sword, cleaving flesh from bone and soul from spirit. Dividing asunder, as some translations it says, dividing asunder flesh from soul and soul from spirit. The word of God is a shadow, but it's also light, baby. That's why the magicians and the sorcerers wield it with immense power. Check out Shadow and Bone. I don't get no promotion and no little coins off of this. I'm just telling you for your own metaphysical upliftment, occult knowledge, for you to see. It's going to activate something in some of you. Some of you. Those that have an ear to hear, let them hear. And those that have eyes to see, let them see. You might want to turn on the fucking subtitles when you watch that. And I know Americans don't like subtitles, but I like subtitles because I need to see the spelling. Because I want to see how that's spelled. I want to read it. Because when I read it, it activates something in me. So I want to read the word. So I turn on the subtitles a lot of times. On a lot of things I watch. Especially stuff like that. Especially stuff like Cursed. Lord of the Rings. Shadow and Bone. Game of Thrones. I usually like to turn on the subtitles. And I know subtitles can be distracting. But if I'm watching it just for the first time, it'll depend on whether I need to turn them on or not. If I'm advised, turn on the subtitles, then I have to turn them on. I'll sit there and watch it. And that's why a lot of times I like to watch stuff like that by myself. I don't like to go to the movies, even when, you know, before the whole cough situation, I didn't like going to the movies to watch stuff like that. I will wait for it to come out on DVD or streaming service because I want to sit quietly and just like go in through the portal. And it's like I'm sitting there and the cosmos opens up and I just see and hear so much, and I'm noticing all these symbols and I'm noticing all this stuff in the background. And it's movies that I watch and I be seeing the motherfucking Baphomet on the wall in the background of the movie, and I be seeing people's tattoos in the movie and people's hand symbols in the movie. And I watch all of this stuff, so I have to be able to watch it in peace. Yes, okay, if I watch it, you know, with others the first time, but I usually go back and watch it again by myself where I can really, really focus. You hear that wood chipper in the background, baby? I've been noticing that wood chipper for about 20 minutes. Let me tell you something. The last thing I got to say is this here. Those of you that have been, I'm watching these birds square off over here in the neighbor's yard. They like kind of like doing a do-si-do, like animals square off and they about to fight. I'm watching these birds square off over here. Some of y'all been squaring off with spirits and people, right? Reinforcements are here and they will continue to arrive. C-130, C-7, etc. You know what I'm saying? Fighter jets are around. Helicopters are around. Let me tell you, the frog that I had played in my 10 Plagues of Egypt video, you'll hear it in the beginning of the video. You ain't even got to go through the whole video. If you want to go back and listen to it, go to the 10 Plagues of Egypt audio or video. You'll hear a frog croaking. That's not a real frog. I've come to realize it's not a real frog. That is a spiritual happening, okay? A spiritual warning. And I've come to realize that what it does is it warns me when someone's doing spell work against me. It literally warns me when somebody's putting a hand to something against me. That's what it's doing. Thank you, Sistar, for telling me, because somebody told me She listened to it. A sister of mine said, "I listened to that frog. I think you're right. It's not a real frog. It's like the," she said, "it reminds me of the frog from Practical Magic, the movie Practical Magic, the frog that started croaking when the women did a spell that they wasn't supposed to do." Bitch. When they did some shit they wasn't supposed to do, the frog was going off in Practical Magic. Didn't I tell you 10 plagues of Egypt? You were told to stop and you did not fucking stop. So see, the frog been over here warning me every time they set their hand to something. And now the cavalry has come. The reinforcements have landed, baby. It's gonna be interesting to see what plays out over the summer, have mercy. I just want to tell y'all my little synchronicities and the things that have happened. Thought about driving up to the lake yesterday, but I didn't. Maybe I'll go sometime soon. But I will be going to see my peoples again. You know what I'm saying? I will be going to see the spirits again real, real soon. Got a gift for them. Got a nice gift for them. See, they had liked that silver I gave them the last time I went to see them on that full moon in May, that lunar eclipse in Sagittarius, the end of May. They had liked that shit. They really, really, really liked that fucking silver I gave them. Not gonna tell you what kind of silver it was. Because, you know, enemies, haters. They really liked that shit. And so now I'm being called back again. So I'll be going to see them soon. And I have several gifts for them, several things for them to take care of. I've noticed some things, right? I predicted to you that, you know, some people were going to be infighting, and others have predicted to you that some of the people that were causing trouble would be fighting amongst themselves. Well, it has begun, child. It has begun. It has begun. Not going to tell you how I know. It has begun. The people that were against me and targeting others, they've begun to turn on each other. They have begun to turn on each other. They are setting each other up. They are making dummy accounts of each other now. And I'm just going to say that much and no more, because I'm not allowed to say anymore. I just wanted to say, I told you so, baby. I told you. Motherfucker ain't loyal to nobody. But I do appreciate what you did regarding that post. I appreciate that shit. Because I know that wasn't you. I know that wasn't you. So regardless of what you do and what you got going on, that's your business. I'm not involved. I don't want to be involved. I wash my hands of it. But I do appreciate that. And you know who you are. Okay? It could be that you doing that might have caused you to avoid heavier penalties than you would have ordinarily received had you not done that. So I appreciate that. And my guides and guardians are saying, let that be a lesson unto you, that they will go harder. So I don't know what's going on with you. I don't care to know. It's none of my business. But let that be a, they just said, say, let that be a lesson to you, that they will go harder. So I don't know what's going on, but whatever. Not whatever to them, just saying whatever, you know, whatever it is. So I'm going to go. And if I, you know, have more challenge, you know, I'll be back. May not be today. You know what I'm saying? I be in my books too. So, you know, I read a couple dozen or a couple hundred pages, and then I might have a channel in. They may tell me something, you need to talk about this, whatever. But y'all know I'm pretty impromptu with that kind of stuff. But pretty regular. One of the other reasons why I was pulled away from tarot readings publicly and only allowed to do them privately is, again, my ancestors and guides and guardians. Most I was very angry. They were very, very angry because of the attacks I was having to deal with while trying to provide for the collective. So they just told me, you can still provide for the collective messages and stuff like channelings and other things and decodes and lectures, but don't do any readings until we let you know it's okay to do readings. And that is a form of them shielding me, like I said, from people being able to tap in more easily, that is also a form of them putting me in hermit mode. Even though I'm still giving you messages, I'm not doing it the same way because I'm not opening that portal up for readings. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not tapping into collective energy. And even though I don't always read for the collective, I put out mostly messages for divine people, and mostly only divine people actually get readings from me. No karmics ever actually get readings from me. They're always blocked. Not blocked by me. I mean, my guides don't allow them to come to me. Like, they be scared to come to me. Like, there's just something supernatural. There's a supernatural covering over me and a fiery hedge of protection around me that karmics are not allowed to come to me to get readings, at least not at this time. They can book them, but what'll happen is they won't actually end up paying, or something will come up maybe, and that'll prevent them from having the money to pay, or something will come up to where it just doesn't go through. It just doesn't happen. Or either they may book it, and guess what? The shit'll be invisible to me. I won't know that they booked it. That's the kind of divine protection that I got around me. So they allow me to see one karmic book one, but she never paid for it, so she wasn't able to get one. She also tried other people, so she wasn't allowed to get in. But that's why they had me stop doing the public readings until further notice. And that's for my own protection, but it's also for my own benefit. All right. And they just wanted me to reiterate that. That it's like them calling me home in a way. Like, come on out of there. Just come on out of there. Let us handle this. Let us clean this shit up. And then when it's time, you open back up publicly. But anybody that want to read in it, you're going to have to come to you privately. They're going to have to pay. You're not doing no more public readings until some of this shit get handled by us. And like I said, reinforcements are here. Okay. So you'll be seeing some changes. It depends on what you've been going through. But hopefully, if you've been on the right side of things, you'll be seeing some positive changes. Okay. Especially going into the 7th month. But oh, baby. Oh, baby, going into the 8th month, I just heard it's gonna be some nasty karma, nasty justice, baby, is what they say. Nasty. And they said, yeah, that's what they said just now. Yeah, take it how it resonates, baby. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got to be throwing no cards for y'all to get the codes. I ain't got to be, you know, doing my thing for y'all to get the codes through no cards. Cards are just visual representations, but they are spiritual tools and magical tools. So if it's for you, it's for you. Touch not mine anointed and suffer my prophets no harm. For we will slay thee and slay thee without remedy. That's the channel message. You heard the bird say, ew. All right, I'm out. We'll be right back.